Hello and welcome to another episode of Blossom Buddies.
Well, I'm not going to be as excited as Jason because my teething son is trying to sleep right. So I'm not going to scream. But Jason, that means you have to scream twice as much.
Blossom Buddies, and their 9 listeners have turned off the episode.
we can all just talk into the microphone like this the whole time.
Yeah, we can just get real close to the mic.
Yeah. Welcome to NPR, where we talk about Blossom every week.
Blossom serial killed her whole family this week, and we're gonna make jokes.
Can you imagine
about it?
If it turns out the series finale just goes super dark, and yeah, Blossom just kills her whole family. Well, there's no reboot of this show.
No. That's how they make sure. They should end more shows with a murder suey.
If we ever end up running a 3-camera sitcom, let's be sure to do that.
If we get canceled, just okay. So in this week's episode,
everyone dies in a fire.
It's gonna be, if you've noticed the script, everybody's final shooting day is today. It's gonna be a bloody massacre.
Oh, we got canceled halfway character. Through the season, so we still have half a season's of budget to throw into this one episode. So we're gonna have lots of explosions.
We're gonna do the first ever on television, on screen, 15-minute straight explosion.
If people didn't tune in at the beginning of the episode, they're just going to think they're watching fireworks.
Yeah, and which is fine because half the explosives are going to be fireworks. The budget's not that big. Yeah. This episode of Blossom season 5 episode 10 is called Oh Baby, but it's more significant for the series as a whole.
It's more significant, but I also feel like it was more cohesive. Like last week's episode, there was too much about it that didn't make sense to me.
That's true, and that was reflected in our episode of Blossom Buddies, where we talked about Blossom for about 4 minutes total.
It was about 4.5 minutes according to my timer.
Yeah. So this Kennedy's accent is back at the top of the show. Mm-hmm. The B plot is that.
Do you think? Hold on one sec. Just about her accent. Do you think like on the last episode, like Don Rio was away that day, and then like they're like, just forget the accent, kid. Don Rio showed up again, and they're like, put the accent back on. Don's gonna be pissed. Well, he was pissed after he saw the dailies last week.
She had like no lines in last week's episode either. She had like one line and didn't even put on the accent. In this episode, she had a little bit more because her buddy Frank, her little boyfriend kid, shows up.
Yep.
And she's back to talking like this.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you might be right. It maybe not that extreme, but it might have been like, don't even bother doing the accent. You have one line.
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
I was looking at my wife. She's putting ice cubes in the orchid. Apparently that's good for orchids.
Oh.
I don't know. Oh, it's how you water them. So you don't just drench them. You let the ice melt to slowly water them, I guess.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And Carol's going to meet with the immigration people, about her immigration status, to be a citizen or whatever.
And Nick is just cracking wise the whole time. And she's worried that, he's cracking wise because she's worried that they're going to think that they're in a green card marriage, which
it's foreshadowing.
It's foreshadowing, but also if you see how these people interact with each other, there's no fucking way. So that's like the B plot. The C plot that ties into the A plot is that Blossom and Six have access to Six's friend Boomer's Nash Metropolitan car, which is a small, it's like a classic looking car.
It looks like Mr. Bean's car if it was a tiny bit longer in the hood and the trunk, but like the middle part's still the same size.
Yeah, I can't remember what the kind of car it looks like is. It's very 80s.
I think I'm gonna watch. You know what? We should do a podcast about Mr. Bean. Imagine we did a Mr. Bean rewatch podcast. I know there's only like 8 episodes of that show, but
it'd be a quick one. We'll at least get through in a few weeks.
Just bringing that up again. Like maybe our next podcast is we do a rewatch podcast again, but it's just British shows. So we only do 6 to 12 episodes.
Well, we've talked about that for Fawlty Towers. How Fawlty Towers is like 2 seasons in a movie in total. It's, 13 hours of content.
Mr. Bean, Monty Python's Flying Circus had like 45 episodes. That would not be a good one to do.
We could do the movies, though.
The sketch. Yeah, that's true. We could do the movies.
Bring me my bucket.
But it's wafer thin. I couldn't eat another fucking thing. he pushes the wafer, just pushes it into his mouth, and then runs and leaps over the fucking plant.
Fucking explodes in one of the most disgusting things ever put to film. So they're gonna go for a ride in this car. I guess Six has a new boyfriend. I don't know if that'll be explained later. I assume he's 35. Shelly comes in. She's too prepared for the hospital, which is a trope for pregnant people.
Yeah, over prepared. And she's like, oh, it's your brother. So it's Tony, actually, who went over the top preparing.
Weren't there flares in one of the bags?
Yeah, I think there was road flares. Like
road flares.
Road flares, probably a bathing suit. Like, I don't remember. Just a bunch of way too much stuff in the baby bag.
Let me go to Tony and Phyllis.
And of course, Diller. This whole time they're like, oh, like I'm due in 2 weeks. Yeah, I wonder if this show where they're talking about her being due in 2 weeks, if she's going to give birth today. I just wonder if that's going to happen on a sitcom.
Within the next 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So we go to Tony and Phyllis Diller's back. Tony's super worried about Phyllis Diller still smoking, which has been a trope with whenever they interact. But he's more so worried now because he's about to be a father and he doesn't want to get cancer or whatever. I didn't really understand that, but she's like, what is there some sort of third hand smoking? And he's like, nah, I'm just paranoid about everything. And then
he's all biting his nails. And she's like, what, like you think biting your nails is healthy? So she's like, I'll quit smoking if you quit biting your nails. Of course that blows up in both their faces.
He breaks it immediately.
Yeah, she had the cigarette ready. She was just waiting for him to start biting his nails again. And then we cut to Carol and Nick at the immigration office, and Carol's still super nervous. And Nick's like, "Come on, let's just make out a little." It was so weird. He was so horned up in the immigration office.
She's worried that she keeps being like, "Well, they're going to think that if they see two people making out, that they're going to be making out because they don't want people to know that they're going to have a green card wedding
for show, like to hide that it's a scam." I get that overthinking. Like I get like that. So I can identify with Carol. I've never had to do anything immigration, but I get that kind of overthinking intense situations.
Your wife isn't British?
My wife is not British. She's Peruvian, but she was born here. You were born. Yeah. She was born in Canada. So nationally, my wife just walked by for our podcast listeners. Because your parents are Peruvian citizens, does that also make you a dual citizen?
I could have been, but they decided not to.
Oh, they didn't apply for her to be a Peruvian citizen. They were too lazy, is what she said. So nope, just a Canadian citizen. But Peruvian in her blood, where it counts. Where were we? Oh yeah, some dude comes up and sits next to them.
Right. Yeah.
And we were both like,
it's Babu Bot from Seinfeld.
That's Betty two Bat. Seinfeld guest stars in 2 weeks. Yeah. Yep.
That's true.
Yeah, he sits down to them, and Nick starts joking him around like, "Yeah, like, oh, this is just a green card scam. She's paying me big money for this." And Carol's like,
"Plus a whole bunch of extras."
Yeah. Carol's like, shut your face. And Nick just keeps going with the joke for like 2 minutes. And then finally they're like, so what are you doing here? And he's like, I work here. I'm about to interview like Mr. and Mrs. Russo.
And they're like,
tug on their collar.
Yeah.
Zoo could have seen that coming.
And then we go back to the kitchen, and it's back to Six and Blossom and Shelly hanging out. And Shelly's like, I'm going to go to the washroom. And then we hear
high-pitched come from screaming.
The other room. Yeah. Yeah, but it's Joey who has stubbed his toe on his own bag. Mm-hmm. And then we hear another, and of course now Shelly is in labor.
Shelly, that was a red herring. I don't know if that's what it's called when you're talking about sitcom jokes.
It is. The Joey thing was definitely a red herring.
Yeah.
I mean, a red herring is typically like a
MacGuffin. Murder mystery type thing.
Yeah, you see it in the beginning of the movie and it throws you off for most of the movie. But I think a red herring can also be what happened in this episode.
Cool. I just want to mention this joke that I liked. You laughed at it. I laughed at it. Shelly comes downstairs. She's like, my water broke. And Joey's like, don't worry, we have plenty of water. It's just so stupid, but it made me laugh. The delivery was good.
And also there's a point where he's very water-based in his comedy in this next few minutes. Cause he's like, I'll go boil some water. And he runs into the kitchen and then he comes back and he goes, where do we keep the water? Oh yeah, the faucet. Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that like anytime, like you see this in sitcoms, like you go boil water. Like I'm pretty sure that's just to keep somebody busy who's freaking out when you tell someone to boil water during labor.
Is it, or is it like a thing where like if you have boiled water on hand, you can have like a warm press?
Warm press, sterilize some cloths.
Or maybe sterilize something. I don't know. That has been the tropes for 90s sitcoms and 80s sitcoms and babies are always pretty concurrent and similar, and this is no exception.
Yeah, I can't wait till Bill Cosby's dead and I can watch the Cosby Show again guilt-free.
I can't wait till Bill Cosby is dead, period.
I mean, yeah, there's several reasons for that, but just because Dr. Huxtable was a what's the doctor who gives birth? Obstetrician.
Yeah,
thank you, Pam.
He was a baby's doctor.
OBGYN. Is that the same thing as an obstetrician? No, because the GYN is for gynecology. They're often tied together, but they don't have to be, I don't think. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
But now we go back to the ambulance with Tony and Phyllis Diller, and they've picked up a kid who's been shot, who is not Rufio.
He's not Rufio from Hook. He's actually in like nothing other than this. He's in a bunch of stuff, but like all very small, like indie stuff.
But it's weird because he, like, not even in like a racially insensitive way, this guy looked so much like Rufio. Was at a time when they were putting that kid in movies. Hook came out like the year before this.
Yeah, or maybe 92 or 93. Yeah, somewhere.
Yeah. So it would have made sense considering they just had two back-to-back Seinfeld cameos, or actors from, I guess those aren't cameos, but two, you know, Seinfeld actors.
Yeah. Jason was like, holy shit, is that Rufio? And I was like, yes. And then we looked it up. And, like, we were both pretty convinced. Anyway, it's definitely not Rufio. He didn't have a name in the episode. He was just credited as a gang kid, and he hijacks the ambulance. He's like, we're going to Phoenix.
Yeah, they get the call that Shelly's in labor finally over the radio. It's cracks up, but then
we cut back to the wide shot. Cut back to the wide shot, and Gang Kid has a gun.
He's got a pistol out.
Looks like a Magnum. It's a pretty solid revolver he's got there. Looks like
it was a revolver for sure. Maybe he. I want to know the backstory on how he got shot and what happened. Maybe a gas station robbery gone wrong.
Probably. Well, Gang Kid. So, I don't know.
I guess maybe gang
war. Maybe their blood. The Bloods shot him, or the Crips.
This kid was pretty significantly Asian, though. Like, that's what was confusing to me.
He was in a thing called like the Filipino Kids. Like, when I was looking at his IMDb, one of the things he's in is like the Filipino Boys or something like that.
So, were there a lot of Filipinos in the Bloods?
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure not. But that doesn't mean the Bloods didn't shoot him.
Right. That's true.
Could it just because the Bloods and the Crips are at war with each other doesn't mean they're not shooting other people. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Like the Filipino Boys.
That's the gang he was in. The Filipino Boys. Where is this?
They have episode? To have a lock in at the rec center.
Yep. I mean, come on.
Come on.
There you go. There he is. Darian Basco is. Oh, what is that movie? He looked familiar in that trailer.
Now we're back at the office with Babu. His name is Shakir in this episode, or Shakir. But basically, we learn that Carol had a husband before her previous husband, who was Irish, which they make a bunch of Irish stereotype jokes about, and that Nick had been arrested previously. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a funny story. We were watching, and like when we realized it wasn't Rufio, you were like, oops, racism. And then Carol's like, don't worry, my first husband was Irish, and like made a gagging motion. So like, that's racist too.
Exactly. Then we go back to the living room where they're still freaking out over Shelly. I liked this line that Joey said. He's like, I'm never going out again without a condom. I did notice that Six was wearing a hat in this episode. Not that it really matters anymore.
It was like a purple beret or something.
She did that thing, we talked about this before, where she takes a beret, but like pulls it down over her giant melon.
Yeah, like tucks her ears into the beret.
And then they
not just, how you're supposed to wear a beret.
Yeah.
I've worn a beret. I was in the Boy Scouts.
They decide
under your ears. Like,
They decide, since the whole point of calling, of trying to get a hold of Tony was so Tony would take his ambulance over and pick up Shelly and the fam. But they realize the only way they can do this now, because apparently Tony's the only ambulance driver in the city, they're going to take Boomer's car for hilarity hijinks. Mm-hmm. So they get in the car. It's way too small. Everybody's jammed in there. Joey, at one point before they get in the car, says, like, we're going to take three or four, maybe even five trips. Mm-hmm. So they're arguing about how to get there. They decided to take the freeway.
Did they ever clarify why all four of them had to get in the car?
No idea. For comedy hijinks.
Yeah. Like, one person had to drive. Shelly had to go. Maybe one person for support, but like, maybe
Joey did not need to go. Joey did not need to be there.
He's the biggest
six
of them,
did not need to.
Aside from the pregnant woman.
Six did need to be there because she needed to drive, and Blossom needed to be there because she's the main character. She's linked to Shelly. But Joey could have stayed home and camped out.
Yeah.
But Joey's an idiot, so it kind of tracks.
I mean, it made it funnier, of course. Like, for presentation purposes, of course, all four of them had to be in a tiny car. It was funny to see them all packed in this car.
Yeah, exactly. So we go back to the green card office, and they get the call there for some... Like, this would never happen in real life, I feel like. But Bab Shecker answers the call. And he's like, you're going to be a grandparent. That would never happen. And then he's like, also, you guys are cool. You guys argue like you've been married for 20 years. So yeah,
congratulations.
You got away with it.
Or he said, mazel tov.
Yeah, he says mazel tov, and they leave. And then we're back in the gridlock, which Joey says, dreadlock, whoa.
Yeah.
Which was a sensible chuckle. And then we get... And then they have a cell phone, which we've never seen cell phones on this show before.
1994, and they had a cell phone.
Yep.
I don't know if it was a car phone. I was looking. I was like, is it connected to the car? But I couldn't tell.
I had that same cell phone in 1997. So it was just the standard Motorola with just the
phone. The Motorola like X1 or whatever. Like
they were small for the time. Mm-hmm. And my mom won one in like 96 or 97. And she was like, you get a cell phone now. And then paid for it for like a year. But what all I'd use it for was to call my one other friend who had the same cell phone, my friend Jake. Oh, Jake's been on the show.
Yeah, our friend
and
of the podcast,
we would walk
Jake.
Down the street talking to each other on the cell phones.
Oh my God, that's fucking hilarious.
While walking next to each other.
It's like the novelty. It's like when you buy a kid or like you're a kid and you get walkie-talkies and you sit across the porch from each other. Like,
right.
And you're not using them for anything.
That's because there were probably like 500 minutes or something too. Like it was 100% just so my mom could be like, where the fuck are you?
Yeah.
At 10 o'clock.
My mom won a cell phone. I don't remember exactly what year, but around that time. But it was a car phone. So it had a battery pack that was like this big. And if this episode ever makes it to video, you can see how big my hands are apart. But otherwise, it was like a square foot. Like, it was a giant battery pack that sat under the seat, and the phone stayed in the car. My mom never turned it on. We didn't have, like, set minutes. I remember it was either 50 cents or 25 cents per minute, like pay-per-use. So she never had it on. That was our car phone.
Right on. Yeah. I don't think my parents never had a car phone. But cell phones were weird back then.
Why was car phones a thing? I guess because like early on, like they did need giant batteries. So like you had to keep them in the car to keep them charged.
Yeah. You know, they're for rich businessmen types.
Yeah.
Doing cocaine and crashing in their cars.
Okay. They did too much cocaine in their pockets. There was no room for a phone. You had to keep it in your car.
So yeah, Tony, they call Tony. And Tony manages to get on the phone call. I guess they try to call him and then he calls them back, whatever, it doesn't matter. The guy has a gun basically to fucking Tony's head and he's just like, please, I got it. My kid's coming. Can you please just let me have this? And the kid who is holding him up is basically like, okay, fine, you can talk to her. feel like Tony should have been like, help, I'm being held hostage. But instead, they just reassure each other about the baby. And then Shelly has the baby right in the fucking car.
Yeah, Blossom gives delivers the baby. I was going to say gives birth. She didn't give birth. She delivered
Blossom the baby. Blossom gives birth to her own...
her sister-in-law's nephew. Baby. Yeah.
And then everybody in the car passes out except for Blossom.
Yeah.
They do that thing where, like, it's just the camera's on Shelly, and then you don't hear anything. And she's like, Blossom, what's going on? Like, she can't just, like, look forward and see. And you hear the baby crying, and then the baby's here.
Yeah, I'd like to point out that this was a birth in a car. She didn't have a, what's the word for the spinal, like, pain? She wasn't on any drugs. She knows exactly what's going on.
She had a, her vagina is like a, is like a Stargate. and the baby just sort of.
Egyptian aliens sort came
of
out of it.
Terminator-2'd through it.
She's like, Blossom's like, you're never gonna believe it. There was a light. MacGyver was in there.
Yeah.
MacGyver and some Egyptian aliens. MacGyver.
MacGyver. So yeah, then we go to the hospital. They name the baby Nash Metropolitan Russo. Joey hits us with a whoa, my nephew, the car. And then that's pretty much it. This is the first baby that's been born on the show. We've had two weddings and a baby as milestones. And I guess the breakup of Vinny and Blossom was pretty significant. The credits was pretty weird. It was Phyllis Diller and the criminal kid. I guess the criminal made it to the hospital. He had a sling on. Mm-hmm. And they'd make this joke about smoking in a hospital.
Yeah, and then Phyllis Diller, the paramedic, lights a cigarette in the hospital. She's all like, hey, you know what? Maybe there's something to not smoking. Like, kids are precious, and like, we shouldn't like pollute their lungs. And then she's like, hey, and then on the other hand, you see one baby, you see them all. And she lights up a cigarette and she lights a smoke in the hospital
that she pulls out of her hair.
It's fucking great. If I had Phyllis Diller's hair and I smoked, I would probably keep cigarettes in my hair just to be hilarious. Like, that would be fucking hilarious. You walk into it's the 90s, so you walk into a bar and just pull a cigarette out of your hair and light it.
I mean, in the 90s, we used to keep, in the early 2000s, when you could still smoke in bars, we kept cigarettes behind our ears, which I think is fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
Because of the sweat and the grease behind your ear.
That's true. Did you ever roll up cigarette packs in your t-shirt sleeves like greasers in the 50s?
Nope.
I tried it once. I was like, this is stupid. Yeah. I was like, this is.
Well, the cigarette packs in the 50s seemed to only be a small square, like the small pack. And you could do it, but I don't know. Maybe it was, men were men and women were women. And cigarettes were cigarettes. How much time do we got left on the clock?
That's time.
Well, this has been, we had two woes and a hat, which is rare. And,
yeah,
no lesson.
It's getting late.
Yeah. I gotta log off here too, after we say goodnight. But this has been episode 10 of season 5 of Blossom.
Go watch Mr. Bean. Go watch Mr. Bean, everybody. It's on Amazon Prime.
Maybe that's what we'll do as our next show, and just do a quickie Blossom Beans.
Blossom Beans. Done. We're doing it. We have to do the podcast based on the name.
It's true. People are going to be even more confused about that than they are about this.
Like, why are you talking about Blossom? Why is it Blossom Beans? Because you, the logical thing would be to call it Bean Buddies.
No. Nope. We got to keep the branding.
You got to keep the branding. Blossom Bean. Blossom Bean Buddies.
Blossom Buddies.
Let's just, every time we come up with a new podcast, we have to keep all the words from the previous podcast title and just tack onto it. So the next one will be like Blossom Bean Buddies.
Blossom Beans.
No, Buddies has to be in there too. We can't get rid of any previous words. We have to just build and build and build until
Mr. Bean Blossom Buddies.
Yep.
Mr.
Blossom Bean Buddies.
This has been another episode. You can find us on social media. You know what to do.
This will be fun to edit. All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye.